Legal highs is something that's become quite an issue nationally. There's been a number of deaths and there's been a number of admittance to accident emergency in Stockport in particular as well. So we've got the Safer Stockport partnership. As a partnership, we've decided to be proactive in trying to essentially prevent this from becoming quite a serious issue in Stockport. Just over the weekend, you know, in my own ward, there was a rave in Woodbank Park and there was all sorts of stuff that we just found all over the floor that were essentially legal highs. So it's certainly something that's I'm fully aware of myself. So what the partnership has done is essentially is get a lot of enforcement agencies together with the NHS, Greater Manchester Police and the Greater Manchester Fire Authority, and essentially share information that's going to be able to identify retailers that are selling products and try and prosecute in, to the best of our ability under the current legislation. And so as I say, so we've had one voluntary retailer that's going to give up the selling of the products, but essentially I mean our message to retailers is that we want to work constructively with you, but by selling these products, by selling legal highs or anything that can be classed as a legal high, essentially you're making your establishment a target for us, and we're determined to stop the selling of legal highs in Stockport.
I guess when you look at it, you mentioned some of the incidents and people are losing their lives to these drugs, these legal highs. Nobody would want that death on their shoulders, would they? Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, for myself, it does feed into a broader issue that essentially legal highs have come up as the next fashionable thing. In the 1980s, there was legislation brought in for intoxicating substances. Essentially, retailers are actually prohibited from selling any products that they feel might be inhaled and used essentially as a legal high. So the legislation is there essentially, but what I feel that we need is a broader discussion amongst, particularly in Parliament, about how we stop these things from becoming fashionable, and particularly children, because children are the most vulnerable to legal highs and highs in general. You know, again, some legislation in place where children understand that this is for their own good, because I really don't feel as if we as politicians are having a grown up debate about this at the moment. There's a lot of populist rhetoric that's thrown around, and there's a lot of legislation based around fear, essentially, and the fear of politicians from a backlash from the public. So there is, I don't feel as if there's a lot of rationality that's been engaged in this process at the moment, so that's what we need to try and inject some in.
It's that word legal as well, isn't it, that you know, particularly from young people's point of view, makes it in their eyes safe.
Yeah, I mean, essentially what appears to be happening is that kids are essentially they're taking the word legal high and they're saying, do you know what, this is actually safe, we can do this as much as we can. The difficulty is that there are talks around banning it completely, but the difficulty is that then what you do is you create the black market in the same way that you do with drugs that are already illegal. So essentially what you're doing is you're palming off the problem and you're left with the perpetual problem that is children taking substances, and that's again why we need to try and have a grown-up debate in it and inject some rationality into the debate, I think.
What about education? Do you think it's talked about enough in schools?
I mean, I remember from when I was younger, when I went to school, we did discuss it in school, and it was something that was very factual, it was very formulaic, and it's been a few years since I've been in school, so hopefully education has improved. I mean, from my own point of view, I mean, I've taken drugs in the past. You know, it's not something I'm necessarily ashamed of, but it's something that when I stopped taking drugs, it was because of the health problems it was causing me in terms of, you know, depression and anxiety, but also the physical aspects of you know, having problems with my lungs and things like that. It's these types of things that actually made me stand up and say, do you know what, that's not something that's for me anymore. So as I say, so it's, teachers could talk to the blue in the face, but what's actually needed is that there's actually a root cause of those problems of the anxiety and depression and things like that, and that is getting people engaged in activity. And this is a people led thing essentially. It's what we need to do is, rather than get social workers and things like that involved, we need people that are actually doing activities that, like for example in Stockport, we've got Life Leisure, who are a tremendous organisation that do a lot of work with adults, do a lot of work with children, that engage them in physical activity. And it's diverting people away from hanging around the streets, taking legal highs and doing these things that are, you know, just out the way because they've got nothing else to do, and engaging them and getting them happy about engaging in things that are actually better for them in the long run.
So you mentioned, obviously, you'd like to see politicians kind of waking up to this, sitting round and having a debate about it. What do you think is the answer? What sort of things would you raise in that debate?
The way that we deal with drug addiction, the way that we deal with drugs in general is essentially it goes against the outcomes that we're trying to achieve. What essentially we need to is not start criminalising people. And again, by banning legal highs, what you do is you criminalise the people that are taking them again. I genuinely think that there isn't any point in criminalising people that are going to be doing this anyway, because the crime is irrelevant to someone that's taking drugs. It was irrelevant to me when I was taking drugs when I was younger. The criminality of it is irrelevant. What is relevant is the reasons behind that. Why are you taking drugs? And as I say, it's about engaging young people with people that are on their level. You know, and as I say, it's about getting them involved and engaged in practices and trying to develop cognition, because fundamentally it's about cognition and developing habits that are good for people. And, you know, as I say, that's the type of things that we need to be doing, rather than sending in the social worker and saying, well, let's just sit you down and, you know, everything's going to be lovely. It's not going to be like that. You know, we need to get people that are doing good things more directly engaged with kids that are essentially doing bad things for themselves.
It's great to see that work is happening now in Stockport.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to my own council, I mean, they are very, very proactive about things when issues do come up. So, the Safer Stockport Partnership is, you know, it's a tremendous thing where it engages a whole lot of agencies to take an issue seriously, but also share information, and it's developing those relationships and getting people that know what they're talking about speaking to each other. So, I mean, from that point of view, it's absolutely brilliant what we're doing in Stockport, in my view.